Okay, now into our second hour. Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. We had Patriot safety Adrian Phillips. I gave you my thoughts off the very top about the Milwaukee Bucks winning a championship for the first time in 50 years. And we are banging. We are rolling telephone calls. Normally I say to you, have a take, don't suck. I don't even care today. I don't care if you have no take. I don't care if you do suck. I'm just looking for Buck fans to get in here and just tell me. Just share with us how it feels. Like after 50 years. I mean, a lot of you Buck fans probably have never experienced anything like that in your entire lifetime. So what did it feel like? Take us inside. Share it with us. 1-800-636-8686. I'm going to roll through some more telephone calls, but I want to give you another couple of thoughts, too. On top of Giannis, I talked about Giannis in hour number one. I thought that one of the best moments from last night didn't come during the game. I thought that it came after the game. And as many great moments as there were with Giannis. Let me digress for a minute. So, in case you missed hour number one, Alvin, Giannis went through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and ordered a 50-piece order of nugs. And I thought that was pretty amazing, right? 50. Like, I understand this guy is a big dude, probably burns a lot of fuel and energy and calories, but 50 is 50, right?
Can I have a 50-piece? Sorry, I will put you... Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis, 50 exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49, chicken minis, yes, 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
So my man wanted 50 minis. And I'm about to give him credit for being an all-out legend until Ike Ritt jumps in. Ritt, a legend of bad eating, a legend of junk food, a legend of sugar.
Bring it on.
While we're all crushing coffee, caffeine every morning, my man is all up in here as a 70-year-old drinking hot chocolate. If anybody knows his craft, it's Ritt. If anybody could address this, it's Ritt. I didn't want his opinion. Per always, he gave it to me anyway. Ritt wanted, and I'd ask him, but then he'd be on the air, and we don't want that. He's like, oh, it's really not that impressive. I'm like, what do you mean it's not impressive, Ritt? It's 50. He's like, oh, they're minis. So let me break this down for you. My go-to is 30. I'm like, what? Ritz, my go-to is 30. I always get 30.
Game on.
And then he lays out how because they're minis, they're not actual, like, McNuggets. Where typically it would take 3 bites to get through one, it only takes 1 bite to get through a mini. Mm. Therefore, 50 is not really 50, and that's why he does 30. Got it? Yeah, I got it, Ritz. Thank you. Thank you for nothing. Nobody wanted your opinion. Most of all, me. So, Rich just destroys this whole notion that Giannis is a legend for ordering 50 on Instagram Live. Like, Rich, I know you, man. You're going to run right out of here and go Instagram Live for 9 people and order 1,000 piece. And go, see? See?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Ate that 1,000 piece on my commute. Anyway... So, a great moment after the game last night, not involving Ritt, but involving Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis Jr. sitting down with NBA TV. Portis had a bottle of champagne on his lap. The first question was pretty obvious. The answer, even better.
First and foremost, how much champagne have each of you consumed? Just, I feel like it's important before we get into this interview.
Oh, look at the smile. Hey, I'm going to take over, Kristen. First, I'm going to go.
That'd be like me saying, hey, Ritt, before we start the day, I think it's really important to get into how many chicken McNuggets you've had this morning. anyway, if the question is, how much champagne have you had? and the answer is silence followed by that laughter, then the answer is a lot. The answer is all of it. And a great response that was. Man, they should. All of Wisconsin should. In fact, I know all of Wisconsin has. And it's awesome because of the two guys who gave it. Because they're proof that it's not a one-man team. Last night, and the championship was not just about Giannis. It starts with Giannis. Giannis was amazing. Chris Middleton, though, did not have his best game in the series. In fact, far from it. But he had his best when they needed it most, like on this bucket late.
Who's going to step up here? Giannis has had a 49-point game. He's at the right elbow. Less than a minute to play. Middleton comes around, takes a jumper, gone! Right side by Middleton! 102-96!
Bucks radio. I mean, given how tired that guy seemed in that moment, and given how tired that guy must have been in that moment, when he pulled up for that shot, Bucks fans had to have been like, no, yes!
No!
I mean, that was clutch as hell. And that's who Chris Middleton is, clutch as hell. There's a reason why they call him Cash Middleton. And then he proved it again a few seconds later when he hit two free throws to stretch that lead to 8 and pretty much put that game on ice. This is a guy who was a second-round draft pick, a D-League player, now an All-Star, now an Olympian, now an NBA champion. And like Giannis, he has been there all along. And like Giannis, he took heat after last year's brutal run in the bubble. But it wasn't just Giannis and it wasn't just Middleton who took that heat. It was Pat Connaughton, the baseball and basketball star who had one of the funkiest stat lines you're ever going to see from a guard in a playoff game. No points, 8 rebounds, and 1 assist. And then the Bucks front office took a lot of heat after last year. There was big pressure to make a big move. Remember, do it. Do it. You're going to alienate Giannis. You might risk losing Giannis. Do it now. The championship window is about to slam shut. You've got to make that deal. So they did. They went out and they got Jrue Holiday. And if you're wondering why they got Jrue Holiday, last night should have answered that question. Yes, he did not have his shot to watch. 4 of 19 from the field. But still a force. You know, guys like that know that even when their shot's not falling, they can still make plays. They can still find ways to help their team win. And he did. 12 points. I mean, you want to talk about an unusual stat line. 4 of 19 shooting, but 12 points, 11 assists, and 9 boards. As close to a triple-double in a closeout game as you could possibly be. And again, his defense was huge. Maybe not with that defining defensive moment like he had in Game 5 when he had that rip job on Devin Booker. But this guy still makes life miserable for whoever he's guarding. And they did give up a ton to get him, but it was worth it. Every bit and more. Then you've got my guy, P.J. Tucker. P.J. freaking Tucker. Anthony Leon Tucker. NBA champion. Couldn't be happier for that guy, honestly. I mean, I don't root, but I couldn't be happier for that particular guy. This has always been a big PJ Tucker house because I love how he approaches the game. I love this guy's story. I love how hard he had to grind overseas just to get to the NBA. A guy who played in Israel, Ukraine, Greece, Italy, Germany. He was about to go play in Russia before he got a shot on the Suns Summer League team. He parlayed that into a chance with the Suns, then the Raptors, then the Rockets, now the Bucks. Once he got to the association, he carved out a role for himself. And it's one that nobody accepts or does better than he does. Like, this guy will guard anybody, anytime, no matter the cost. Doesn't matter how big they are. Doesn't matter how strong they are. Doesn't matter how quick they are. Doesn't matter how athletic they are. None of it matters. Because PJ Tucker is going to give you absolutely everything he has. Every time to stop whoever's in front of him. And now that guy's an NBA champion. I mean, I could keep going down the roster, but I've only got time to address one more player. And if you know the Bucks, you know who I'm talking about. Bobby Portis Jr., the man, the myth, the local legend, the guy who until recently was most famous for caving in a teammate's face in Chicago. But he has become an icon in Milwaukee because this dude battles his ass off. Did you hear the crowd after the game? Did you hear the love and respect that they have for him and he has for them?
For 10 months straight, I was at home just working out, you know, real depressed, just real down on myself about not being invited to the bubble with my team. Having a chance just to go home and work out and hang out with my mom. I found peace again. I found peace in my life. And coming here, man, was the best thing that ever happened to me, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
My man. And let's not get this confused or twisted. This is not just a mere energy guy. He had 16 and 3 last night. He came up huge when they needed him most. He loves them. They love him. Then I got to get to the coach, Mike Budenholzer. And now is a good time for all of you all to get your apologies ready for him too. Because most of you were ready to write this guy off. Most of you had this guy fired weeks ago. Now he also is an NBA champion. So I'll say it for him. How do you like him now? This is a guy who was allegedly coaching for his job in every series. Hell, there were even people suggesting that his job was in jeopardy even after the Bucks got to the finals, but they went down 2-0. I mean, less than a couple of weeks back. So if this guy were to be the guy to grab a mic last night and go all Chase Utley with it, I would have cheered. I'm only sorry that he didn't do that. I'm only sorry that he wasn't the one to grab the mic, get up on the scorer's table and say, tell me how my ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
In fact, I'll do it for him. Go ahead. Tell Boots how his ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
I'm going to do that for him because you know he would never do that. He's not that guy. He's not about that. He's not that guy. He's not about that. But I'll tell you what he is. He's an NBA champion. And he did it against one of the best coaches in the league, Monty Williams. To paraphrase LeBron James from last year, Coach Mike Budenholzer wants his respect.
I want my damn respect too.
Boots wants his damn respect. He's not going to ask you for it. Hell, you know what? Knowing this guy, he might not even want it. When he's got a ring, he doesn't really need your respect, but you better give it to him anyway because he earned it. For years, everybody's talked about what the Bucks aren't, what changes they have to make, what they don't do, who they don't have, and so on. Now they're NBA champs. So how do you like them now? Just go ahead. Tell them how their collective ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Or if you don't, you might get Bobby Portis' hands. And trust me, you don't want them hands. No one does. No one does. If any of the Bucks players, coaches, trainers, employees, anybody listening right now, let me speak for everybody who won't do it, who should. The media, the Twitter skeptics, the doubters, the non-believers, the cynics. Man, they were wrong. They were all wrong. They were all wrong, and they all owe you an apology. In fact, you know what? An emailer asked for it earlier this week. An emailer said, Rome, if and when we do finish, for all those people who took all those runs, who took all those shots at us, who counted us out, you've got to hit them, all of America who doubted us, with the reverse manual buzzer, Rome. I said, you know what? That's a good idea. If, in fact, you do finish, that's exactly what I will do. So, Alvin, why don't we do that right now? For everybody who talked junk, who counted them out, who said that Giannis was a complimentary player and not a superstar, that Mike Budenholzer couldn't get it done, the Bucks would never win. For everybody who thought that or said that or tweeted that, this is for you. The sound of the reverse manual buzzer. Man, I had to do that. Just like Paul's dog. a wrong had to be righted, Alvin. The reverse manual buzzer. Hey, Bucks fan, how'd that sound? When we come back, we go to the phones. You couldn't get through right now if you tried. They're all jammed up with ecstatic, hungover, drunk Bucks fans. Can't wait to get there. That's coming up next. All right, so like it or not, we are living in times of a massive inflation. Look around you. Things are getting very expensive out there. So what can you do to protect your savings and your retirement? Well, I can tell you what I'm doing. I bought some gold, real gold and silver. Why is that? Because gold and silver are time-tested to help preserve wealth during times of heavy inflation, you know, like we are in right now. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the precious metals experts at Oxford Gold Group. They will teach you everything there is to know about getting real gold and silver delivered right to your home. And how you can have real gold and silver in your IRA and your 401k too. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-899-GOLD. Get your free investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and your retirement from reckless government money printing and massive inflation. Call them right now, 833-899-GOLD. Do not wait for things to get worse before you act. Get gold that you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group. Once again, 833-899-GOLD.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Saturday on CBS, an afternoon of sports gets underway on the court at 1 Eastern at 10 a.m. Pacific with two more intense battles in the Big Three. Then at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, off to the golf course for live PGA Tour action at the 3M Open, all coming up on Saturday on CBS. Can't help but laugh there. Man, there's some things I would give anything to be able to say. You can go ahead, Rome, just say it. Well, yeah. I'd be on the air for five more seconds after I said it. So, no, I'm not going to just say it. Like, there are certain things that I used to say that I can no longer say. And then there are certain things that I want to say that even back then I could never say. So what I'm doing is I'm going to wait until my last week or my last day ever on the air and then just say it. Because what are they going to do then? Fire me? There are a few of those moments right now. Mostly between me and James Kelly. The big head. He's got a really big head and really bad attitude. Come on, man. Clean it up, head. Some of this reaction is just so great. So great from Wisconsin. Let me read some of it, and then we go back to the phones. As an example, Dear Jim, Bucks in six. Old fashions, spotted cow, and cheese curds are going to take a hit this week. The line for a liver transplant in Wisco just tripled. If you thought there was a worker shortage in Wisconsin before last night, you should have seen this morning. Johnny in Green Bay, wore Bucks and six. All things I talked about on my last trip to Eagle River when I was there for 2 weeks. All things I talked about. I saw all those things. Curds, spotted cows, old fashioned, a worker stoppage. Me and my guy, Matt Coleman. And Randy Lowe, we waited 2.5 hours one night to get a table at dinner. 2.5 hours. Can I tell you, in my entire life, I mean, not in Beverly Hills, not in Hollywood, not on the West Side, nowhere in Orange County, nowhere in San Diego, hell, New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, nowhere I've ever been in my life have I waited 2.5 hours to get a table in a restaurant, ever. But I did in Eagle River a couple weeks back. Population 1390. There's a worker stoppage or a worker shortage. And this guy goes, dude, you think it was bad then? Wait till you come back. Yeah, well, luckily I'm not coming back anytime soon. Saturday. 1-800-636-8686. Ryan May tweets, "We've stayed in Wisconsin too. Why isn't anybody giving us any respect? Regards, obesity, minimum wage jobs, and potsy." This guy nails it, by the way. Brian B. writes, "The whole state of Wisco owes you a drink." Jungle Karma from Eagle River.
Eagle River.
Hey, notice I said that it's not all about Giannis and that there are others who deserve credit. And then I went by, I didn't mention everybody on the roster, but I mentioned Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, Giannis, and me, right? Where do I fit into all this? Don't act like I have nothing to do with this. The jungle karma is real, okay? We sent our child to college in Wisconsin. I bought a house in Wisconsin. Not only bought a house, I mean, I don't want to be this guy, but I want to say how committed I am. Knocked that thing to the ground. We put that house in the ground. And then we built a new home. This was not cheap. This might not have even been smart. Spent a lot more money than I wanted to, than I planned on. But that's how committed I am. Then I go to this house. I pull out my phone. I walk to my dock. I turn the phone around, and I start pumping out stories. Instagram stories from Eagle River, from northern Wisconsin. How about that karma? I've spent a hell of a lot of time in Wisconsin. And you're going to tell me it's a total coinkydink that the Bucks win it for the first time in 50 years and I had nothing to do with it? I'm not saying it's because of me, but they won it all because of me, in part. How about this guy, Wisco Bobby? Quote, "Hit up the Deer District last night. Just want to give a shout out to how classy Wisco fans were celebrating afterwards. We walked right past a big old pile of horse crap. And not one person took a fork to it." Hashtag Bucks and Six. That's good. Like Philly fan would have you believe, you are not a committed fan until you eat horse crap after a championship. This guy turned on his head and said, no, we're classy. There wasn't one person who took one fork to that pile of crap. Jake in Buffalo's in. Jimmy, there is so much fat on your phone lines right now, you could fry a cheese curd. Anybody else? Let's see. Jimmy, "We are ready for the victory parade in Milwaukee. Sincerely, the Babes and the Hog." Then there's this. I'm trying to get to this. I'm not going to put it quite like this, but this guy is. "Hey, JR, I'm so glad that dirty playing, cheap shot throwing, flopping little bitch, Chris Paul, didn't get a ring. He got absolutely owned by Jrue Holiday. Have fun this offseason making those amazingly hilarious State Farm commercials, Chrissy." Cody in Portland. Damn, Cody. Tom Crabtree had an amazing tweet last night.
I mean, damn.
A little too profane. I can't read it. Go look it up. Amazing tweet last night about Chris Paul. Let's go to the phones right quick. 1-800-636. Excuse me. 8686. Let's go to Wisconsin. Susie.
Jim Rome Show.
Susie in Wisco. Susie, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Jim. Thanks. First, I want to say, wore the heck out of the Milwaukee Bucks, not only because it was a magnificent year and a sensational game, but even though my brother has passed, I know he was watching from somewhere, and he was so freaking happy that it brought tears to my eyes. So I'm super grateful as a fan and as a sister. Thanks.
You got it, Susie. I'm sure he was watching. Sorry for your loss, but I think that all Bucks fans everywhere were watching that. and experiencing that. A great night. And that's why I'm saying, hey, Bucks fans, like, come in. Go ahead. Yes, I've got several hundred affiliates. Yes, we have listeners all across this amazing country of ours. And I don't want to turn this into a local show, but that was a really special moment last night. It's your night. It's your day. It's your moment. Tell me how it felt. I want to know what it's like to win a championship for the first time in 50 years, especially when nobody thought you could do it. 1-800-636-8686. Back to Fond du Lac. Spending a lot of time there today. Brian, you are next. It's good to have you, Brian. How are you?
What's up, Jim? How's it going, man?
Great. How about you?
Good. That's awesome feeling, man. It's been a long time. It's up there. It's up there. It's up there with I'm 43 years old, and I watched the Green Bay Packers win the championship in 96, and it's up there with that, and it's just awesome feeling, man. It's real great.
Awesome.
And, yeah, if you ever, I know you're from, or I know that you're from LA and then you vacation in Eagle River, man, but you should take your family up to Door County, man. It's awesome up there. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but it's really awesome up there. But I got to get back to work, man. I've been on the phone for like, on hold for an hour, but I'm out.
Hey, Brian, get back to work, man, before you get in trouble. Hey, I did say that you don't need to have a take and you can suck. I'm not saying that, Brian. I'm just saying that this is a day where things that might ordinarily get you run are not going to get you run. You can ramble on. You can come on the show and really say nothing at all. Hell, not only will you not get run, this is a day, Bucks fan, where you can come on the show, say nothing at all, and probably get racked. This is a day where you could come on the show, say nothing at all, and probably get a golden ticket. This is a day where you can come on the show and say nothing at all and probably win the smack off. I just don't care. This is a show that doesn't take very many telephone calls, and the reason for that is not because I love the sound of my voice. You know what would be really great? If I could come in here every single day and put my feet up and make the same amount of money and do less work, that'd be awesome. And let you do all the work for me. I learned long ago, though, that that was not going to work. That was not a good plan. That was not a good format. So that's why I generally do not take very many telephone calls, because, don't take it the wrong way, more of me and less of you is good for this show. It's actually good for the country. However, I do make exceptions. And on a day like this, I'm going to say more of you and less of me. While not good for the show is what I am going to do, because it is a rare day. The Milwaukee Bucks are world champions. And their fans are amazing. And Wisconsin is an incredible state. And I will be back there to celebrate with y'all before you know it, Saturday. Next hour, I've got Chris Herring coming on. Robbie Anderson also is a wide receiver with the Carolina Panthers. That's coming up. I've got a podcast episode, all the way up to 182 of them. Ep 182 is with Olympic legend Gail Devers. My gal Gail was shot out of a cannon. Incredible energy. How do I know? It's already in the can. It's done. So that's going to push out later on today. Make sure you listen to it. She's really good. Really good. Here is your bottom of the hour sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I've talked a ton about the Bucks in Wisconsin, so I'm going to get to Chris Paul and the Suns in a minute. It's more quick reaction, though, really quickly. Jeff in Raleigh, quote, Brian in Wisconsin sounds like he only talks to his grandmother. Back to the curd line, bud. Or Bucks and six. Jeremy Lanza, quote, this is amazing. I haven't been this excited since DQ started the BOGO Custard Blizzard deal, signed Fat Wisconsinites. Ryan in Sacktown is in, quote, the reverse manual buzzer sounds like it was recorded during your double hernia surgery. War. Yeah, I don't know how that sounded. I was out for that. I don't remember anything about the actual procedure. I don't know anything about the actual procedure. The only thing I remember about that day was the anesthesiologist saying to me, the last thing he said to me was something to the effect of, most people like this part. And then I was out. And then when I came to, I was in a wheelchair and they were dumping me on a curb. Apparently they needed that bed pretty badly. So I don't know what it sounded like. Brian and San Pedro, Bucks win. Shots all around of ranch. Signed Wisconsin bars. War fried pickles being Wisconsin state vegetable. Can't wait, man. Can't wait to get back there for the curds and the tots and the spotted cows. Man, I can't wait to get back. When is that going to be? Saturday?
Can't wait.
Ryan in Sacktown is back for more. 50 pieces are for closers. Not you, old man.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
War. 30. And Frank in Boise writes, Rome, Giannis ordered 50 because that's how many years it was since the last championship. Ritt orders 30 because that's how many years ago it was when he was 50. Why are they coming for me? Because you're an old man with a horrible diet, dude. That's why. Not kidding. 1-800-636-8686. So for the Suns last night, that's a gut punch. I mean, that's like one of the most brutal losses possible. You go from up 2 games to none to losing 4 straight. And if you didn't know how painful that was, all you had to do was check out head coach Monty Williams after the game.
Monty, now that you've been through your first finals, Can you process what you've learned from it, or is that going to take a while?
I think it's going to take me a minute, you know. I just don't take it for granted. It's hard to get here. And I wanted it so bad, you know. It's hard to process right now. It's hard, you know. That's all.
Thank you, Coach.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about how hard it is to get there, and then how hard it is to get there and lose once you get there. That tells you everything you need to know about Monty as a man and a leader. That not only was his reaction, but he went to the Bucks locker room after the game. You can see what he was dealing with. And he still went to the Bucks locker room after the game to congratulate them.
I just wanted to come and congratulate you guys as a man, as a coach. You guys deserve it. And I'm thankful for the experience. You guys made me a better coach. You made us a better team. Congratulations.
And this guy is absolutely amazing. Not that anybody in the game needed any kind of reminder of the kind of coach or the kind of person that Monty is, but that was as classy as it gets. Classy as hell. In fact, classy does not even come close to describing that moment. He's dealing with everything that he's dealing with, and then he takes time to go to the party and congratulate the Bucks. I mean, I can't say enough about that, because getting to the finals is so hard, and then losing once you get there is even tougher. That's why that shot of Devin Booker watching the confetti fall and say, damn, is so haunting, because the Suns were that close. The Suns had an amazing season. It was not that long ago that this is a team that couldn't even crack 20 wins. And this year, they were 2 wins away from a championship. They were 1 win away from getting a chance to win it all at home. That's why that's so painful. And for Chris Paul, that's got to really, really hurt. And this is not an attempt to turn everything into a Chris Paul narrative. Like, I'm not going to go to Devin Booker and ask how disappointed he is that he could not win a championship for Chris Paul. But this was Chris Paul's first look in 16 years. Probably the best look he's ever going to get. The only way that guy could have an even better look and not win is if he had been up 3-0 and lost. But getting to the finals, getting up 2-0 only to lose is going to stick to him, and that's going to haunt him forever. And you can't put that on Scott Foster. Yeah, I know. Chris Paul lost another game that Scott Foster reffed, but Foster was not the reason why. Less than 2 weeks ago, it looked like Chris Paul had it made. His guys had a 2-0 lead. He needed 2 wins in 5 games to wrap it up. He was going to get his ring. The journey was going to be complete. The narrative arc would have been wrapped. He was going to make history. Well, he made history, all right. The worst kind of history, because with last night's loss, the stat's incredible. He became the first player in NBA history to blow a 2-0 series lead 4 times. I mean, that's incredible for all the wrong reasons. It's tough to blow a 2-0 lead, especially when you're that great of a player. It's tough to blow a 2-0 lead. It's even tougher to do it twice. But to do it 4 times, including once in the finals, man, that is a wild stat. Like, on the one hand, I want to say, there's no way that's true. Not for that guy. It's impossible to wrap my head around the fact that the point guard has blown 4 2-0 leads in the playoffs. And in a matter of days, Chris Paul went from making the best kind of history to the worst kind of history, and it's all been ripped apart. But it's not all on him. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. Because he picked some bad games to have bad games. That middle stretch of the series, which was loaded with uncharacteristic turnovers and shoddy play when Booker was not on the floor, man, kind of weird and uncharacteristic. You know, and that mystique of him being this all-knowing leader who could guide teams through tough times, that's gone too. You had a 2-0 lead. Everything was going your way. I'm not looking to kick a guy while he's down. But here's why this loss is going to haunt him. Here's why. It's only going to get tougher. I know the Suns are great. I know they're going to improve. I'm all in with these guys. But here's who else is going to improve. Here's who else is going to get better. Anthony Davis is going to get healthy. So will LeBron and Jamal Murray and Kawhi Leonard. And that's just the West we're talking about. We're talking about 4 guys who either were not right or didn't even play against the Suns during the playoff run. Then in the East, you're going to have to deal with the Bucks. They're not going anywhere. You know, at some point, the Nets are going to get their big three on the court all at the same time, right? So while other teams were falling apart, Chris Paul actually stayed healthy. He got dinged early on, but in the end was healthy. That's the wild thing about this ride. There wasn't that hamstring or that shoulder injury that knocked him out or ended his season. He was the guy that was still standing when everybody else was breaking down. He was the guy who was healthy when everybody else was going down. So, can this happen again? He said it himself. I'm not going to retire. I'm going back to work. All right, cool. But can you make another run like that at age 37? Nobody knows better than Chris Paul how hard it is to win a championship.
Everybody in that locker room know we had enough, you know, but it wasn't enough. So we got to figure it out. I think for me, I'll just look at myself and figure out how I can get better, what I could have done more, and make sure I come back next season ready to do it again.
I mean, that's the truth, right? When you know you have enough and it's still not enough. When you know you have enough, and you know it's enough because you're up 2-0, and it's still not enough, man. That is the ultimate blast to the package. No pun intended. You want to talk about getting punched in the nuts. Until you wake up and you realize, yeah, you know what the most sobering part is? Not that you didn't get it done, but that you didn't get it done, and you got to start all over again. And this time it's going to be tougher. Like, everything broke the right way for you. So if ever there was a year for Chris Paul to win a championship, it was this year. And he didn't. He came as close as he could possibly come. And now it's got to feel like it's so far away to start over again. Like, if not now, then when? How is that guy ever going to have a better look at it than he just did? He'll be 37 the next time the finals roll around. So his first look was his best look. It might be his only look because it's only going to get tougher. And then you've got the reality of retiring ringless. It's getting more and more likely. No shame in that. There have been some other great players that didn't win it all. Like my guy Chuck. Charles Barkley. All-time great. Didn't win a ring. Of course, the difference is everybody loves Chuck. And almost everybody thinks that Chris Paul is a nut puncher. But that's not fair to Paul. I mean, he is that. But he's also an all-time great. An all-time great player. But maybe an all-time great player without a ring. Like, the thing that's got to be so tough. Man, he had that chance. Not only had a chance to change the narrative, but it actually had started to change. We were talking about it. We almost assumed it. Like, I was even talking about it on the program, like, two games in. Like, it's all changing. It's going to be a coronation. It's not a question of if, but it's a matter of when. It's a question of whether or not the Bucks even win a game. And then here we are. Here the bleep we are.
Here we are.
Man, this guy had it. Had it. Had it in the palm of his hands. Had the ring on his finger. Only to have it slip off and drop into the gutter. And now he's got to start over. And the narrative is right there. Can't finish when it matters. And nut puncher. Which is not entirely fair. Not entirely unfair. When we come back, a different perspective for you. A senior NBA writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Herring, will be joining us. And then I've got Panthers wide receiver Robbie Anderson coming up in hour number three as well. Still a chance for you to get through. 1-800-636-8686. You are in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. The third hour coming up next.